Western alliances shakes up Nigerian political life.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has disclosed that 26 candidates have so far expressed interest to contest the August general election as a presidential candidate after making an advance payment of the 100,000 kwacha nomination fee. Speaking during a media briefing today, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro has clarified that the nomination process will run from 18 to 22 May 2026. Mr. Kasaro said the advance payments by presidential candidates are an administrative arrangement aimed at facilitating the verification of supporters for aspiring candidates. He has explained that candidates who pay their nomination fee early are allowed to have their supporters verified at provincial centres, while those who pay later will be required to present their supporters in Lusaka.
At this stage, 26 have expressed interest by an advance payment of the prescribed nomination fee for the presidential election. Let me also add that this advance payment remains an administrative arrangement. This does not mean at all that this is the final number of aspiring candidates. Legally speaking, the close of nominations of the presidential election will be 22nd May 2026. Even at that point, the Commission will be open to receive nomination papers from those that may not have expressed advanced interest.
The Tante Alliance has welcomed the opposition We Are One Zambia Alliance into the alliance as it launches a candidate of group campaign, with Alliance President Brian Mondovile inviting Citizens First and the Socialist Party to join. Speaking during the launch, Mr. Mondovile said the country will not develop unless citizens unite and elect the right leaders. He has praised WOZA's decision to join their alliance and called on PF President Harry Kalawa, SP President Dr. Fred Membe, and PF faction leader Makedi Zulu to also join the alliance. Mr. Mundubile has added that the alliance will travel across the country over the next 100 days ahead of the election to engage citizens and understand their challenges and concerns.
Brothers and sisters from every corner of our great nation, today we invite you into something special for our nation. 100 days of hope. A ground goal of unity from this very moment until the elections on 13th of August 2026. Today, I speak directly to my colleagues in the opposition. Let me extend this invitation with utmost humility and sincerity and urgency. Let us unite. My dear brother Harry, our Citizens First. My dear brother KBS, Zambia Makosa. My dear brother Fred Membe, Socialist Party. My dear brother again, Makedi Zulu. This is the moment.
The World Health Organization has handed over essential equipment to support Zambia's expanded program on immunization and emergency preparedness and response. Speaking at the handover ceremony, WHO country representative Dr. Clement Lasuga said the items include 176 motorcycles, 229 laptops, one truck, 10 Land Cruisers and 100 tablets, among others. Dr. Lasuga said the equipment is intended to expand outreach and improve supply chain and logistics for the child health program.
Today, WHO formally hands over a package of essential equipment that will support the health service delivery in the country. The items include 176 motorcycles and 97 laptops for the child health program to strengthen immunization, and 40 motorcycles, one truck, 10 Land Cruiser vehicles, 150 laptops, 10 of them with high specific, and 100 tablets for the public health system to improve health security.
And Health Minister Dr. Alex Katakwe said the government is committed to deploying the motorcycles to primary health care facilities in districts for the highest zero-dose building and weakest access infrastructure.
Even as external financing is diminishing, we must continuously invest in interventions that address systemic barriers of the delivery of immunization services, such as weak last mile delivery, inadequate transport for outreach, delayed vaccine supply, data reporting challenges, and health workers unable to reach remote and underserved communities on time. The access we are receiving today will go a long way in addressing these gaps in selected communities.
The Southern Africa Press Freedom Landscape 2025 report reflects a complex mix of progress, persistent vulnerabilities, and rapidly evolving digital risks. The report indicates that countries such as South Africa and Namibia demonstrate how strong legal frameworks, independent institutions, and professional media cultures can sustain relatively open and resilient environments. In contrast, it shows that Zimbabwe, Tanzania, Eswatini, and parts of Mozambique illustrate how legal repression, political interference, economic fragility, and expanding surveillance continue to constrain journalistic space and undermine public trust in the media. Speaking during the presentation of the report, Media Institute of Southern Africa Executive Director Tabani Moyo said achieving sustainable improvements in press freedom requires more than episodic reforms or leadership changes. Mr. Moyo has noted that press freedom is in Southern Africa will only be resilient if it is underpinned by strong institutional, legal and technological foundations capable of withstanding both traditional and emerging threats to independent journalism. Ghana Member of Parliament Bimal Mpundu and his lawyers have resolved their differences and confirmed that they will continue to represent him. Earlier, Leon Lemba and Norman Sewela withdrew from the matter in which Mr. Mpundu is charged with seditious practices, stating that they would no longer represent him. The lawyers also had asked the court to remove their names from the records, adding that he should look for another lawyer. However, the court has heard that Mr. Mpundu and his lawyers have commenced negotiations and they will continue to represent him. Meanwhile, speaking to Hot FM News after a court session, Mr. Mpundu has expressed concern over his court appearances, stating that he is being made to be in court when he is supposed to be interrogating the various pieces of legislation that are about to be passed.
You see how critical our voices would be to ensure that the correct laws are passed. But I have to obviously attend court instead of going to save the nation at this critical hour. But what can we do? We have to respect, the justice system. That will continue coming, but my lamentation is that this is a great disservice and injustice to the citizens because they needed my voice. That's why they sent me to Parliament.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Petroleum expert Dr. Kasulam Vanga has warned that Zambia's fuel sector is heading towards long-term instability due to weak national planning and lack of a coordinated supply strategy. In an interview, Dr. Mwanga said the absence of structured coordination in fuel importation and distribution has left the country exposed to supply shocks and market uncertainty. He said the system currently lacks adequate safeguards and risk-sharing mechanisms, making it difficult to guarantee steady fuel availability under private-led import arrangements. Dr. Mwanga has warned that without urgent reforms in planning and coordination, Zambia risks repeated fuel disruptions and unstable pricing in the near future.
You have contractual obligations to supply for a certain period, and these commitments are not just made with the local suppliers. These OMCs commit to various refineries or multinationals to supply them. So first of all, there's already a sort of a breach in terms of their contract. But it tells you a story that this is a flop in as far as government planning is concerned. You cannot, break down a lifeline of the country abruptly.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data.